The Social Worker's Daughter by Fezzador. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on the works of J.K. Rowling. Chapter 1. Harry Makes a New Friend. Harry felt something as soon as he stepped foot on the Hogwarts Express, the feeling of safety, the feeling that his days of being with the Dursleys would soon be a distant memory, the physical, mental, and emotional trauma they caused. Harry was 11, but was closer to a 9-year-old in size. He was perpetually deprived of quality nutrition and did not get ample exercise. He had gone all in thinking that this train was a one-way ticket to a brighter future. He found an empty compartment and stretched his scrawny legs. He secretly wished he had parents to wave goodbye to as he saw several adults waving to students boarding the train, but he didn't dwell on it too much. Harry soon felt the train jolt a bit and heard the loud rumbling of the wheels grind on the track. He watched the train station gradually disappear from view, and it wasn't long before the city turned to green countryside. Harry was deprived of many things, but he had really wanted companionship more than anything. He couldn't be by himself this whole train ride, could he? Was he that repulsive or that boring? Whatever it was, he sure found himself just as isolated here on the train as he was back with the Dursleys. It wasn't long before his prayers were answered. He heard a gentle knock on the compartment door. A girl in what appeared to be a school uniform peeked her head in.
"Excuse me, do you mind if I sit here?" she asked politely.
"I don't mind," Harry replied. The girl must have been Harry's age, but she was at least 3 inches taller. Her hair was honey blonde and silky smooth, pulled back into a tidy ponytail. Her eyes were silver-gray, almost icy in color. Her nose was rather pointed, but not unflatteringly so, and it looked like her left earlobe was a smidge bigger than the right, but maybe it just seemed that way. Her lips were a bit on the thin side, but otherwise she was very cute, thought Harry. Were all Hogwarts witches this cute, or was she the exception? The girl smiled at Harry.
"I'm Lila, darling. I don't think we've met."
Harry returned the smile.
"Hi, Lila. I'm Harry, Harry Potter."
Lila gasped.
"The Harry Potter? I've heard of you. You're a bit of a big deal, you know."
Harry chuckled. "I'm just plain old Harry from Surrey."
Lila giggled. "You're being modest. I like you already, Harry. I take it you're excited to leave home for the first time. By yourself, at least."
Harry nodded. That might be an understatement. Lila saw a bit of worry in Harry's face.
"It's my first time, too. I turned 12 in 3 days. It'll be my first birthday without my parents. It's going to be very different, that's for sure. But I'm excited just the same."
Harry smiled at Lila. "I could use a friend. I've never really had one. You seem very nice. I'd be delighted if you'd be my first, and happy early birthday, Lila." Lila returned the smile.
"Thank you, Harry. A new friend would be a rather nice birthday gift. I'd be delighted to be your friends, too."
A kind witch pushing a cart of sweet treats approached their compartment.
"Hello, dears, would you care for some treats?"
Harry was so hungry he couldn't see straight.
"I'd like a bit of everything, please," he said politely.
He felt the coins clicking around in his pocket as he reached in to grab some.
"Thank you," Harry said as he exchanged some sickles for sweets.
"Would you care for a snack or two?" Harry asked Lila.
"Maybe later," Lila replied sweetly.
Harry was wolfing down his goodies so fast that Lila started to stare.
"Oh my goodness, Harry, you're right. You act like you haven't eaten in weeks," she declared.
Harry's eyes flushed in shame.
"I'm sorry, Lila, I guess you could say something like that."
Lila gave Harry a puzzled look.
"Did you have problems at home? It's okay if you don't want to talk about it, but I do want to try and help."
Harry sighed. "It's a long story, Lila. Maybe another time, perhaps." Lila nodded respectfully.
"It's okay, Harry. I understand."
Harry gave her a look, like he was reminiscing.
"Lila, that's a pretty name. Not too like my mum's. She was the late Lily Evans Potter. She was a witch, but she died in an explosion just about 10 years ago."
Lila smiled.
"Yes, Lily and Lila are similar names. They both mean purple," she continued. "I'm sorry to hear about your mum. She must have been a fantastic witch. I'm at Wizards called Muggleborn. My family's not magical. My father's a draftsman and my mum's a social worker. Not glamorous jobs, but I never went hungry, and I never felt unloved."
Harry smiled sadly.
"It sounds like you come from a good home."
Lila flashed a bright, reassuring smile.
So what do you know about Hogwarts, Lila? Harry asked. Honestly, not a ton. I've skimmed through the books, but I didn't really do much in-depth reading, replied Lila.
Harry nodded.
Do you know many spells, perhaps?
Lila tilted her head a bit.
A few, but not many. Let me crack this dusty thing open and see if there's something we can try. One moment, please.
She pulled out a rather heavy-looking tome and flipped through the pages.
Let's see, I hope you don't mind being a guinea pig for a minute, Harry.
Harry shrugged.
What's in it for me?
Lila giggled.
I'll give you a kiss if you let me practice a spell on you. How's that?
Harry shrugged.
Sure, why not? Just not on the lips, please.
Lila smiled.
As you wish, Harry.
Her eyebrows furrowed slightly.
Your glasses do look a bit rough around the edges. I found a simple repair spell that should help. I've never done this before, so I hope it works.
She pointed her wand at Harry's face just above his nose.
Oculus Reparo.
Harry took his glasses off to examine them, good as new.
Wow, Lila, thanks.
Lila smirked and beckoned Harry with her index finger. She grabbed him by the collar and planted a big, moist smooch on his forehead. Harry felt slightly embarrassed and slightly giddy.
Don't get too used to that, Harry, Lila said with a sly grin. Now the sun will be setting in not too long, so now would be a good time to change into your school robes. There's a loser, right? I'll make sure nobody takes your spot in the meantime.
Got it. Thanks, Lila. I'll be back in a few.
Harry stepped outside the compartment with his bag of school clothes. He returns to the compartment several minutes later. Much to his chagrin, he heard Lila giggling.
Oh, Harry, you need some help, don't you? You haven't worn neckties, might you take it? Come here, please.
Harry walked over to Lila. She smiled warmly at him.
Harry, I'm going to teach you a basic knot style. It's called the four-in-hand knot. It's not as fancy as, say, a half Windsor, but it'll do. Let me show you.
She demonstrated the knot in front of Harry.
Now you try.
Harry took the plain black tie back from Lila with a bit of trepidation. He placed it over his neck and deliberately looped one end over the other.
Over, under, through,
he thought to himself as he tried to make a passable knot. He saw Lila stifling giggles as he attempted the simple knot.
You're so cute, Harry. Surely you are, Lila laughed. Good job, at least you did it. Thought it was rather sloppy.
You just need to keep practicing. You'll get it down quickly enough, I promise.
I suppose there's always those tasteless clip-ons, but you're above that, I'm sure.
She smiled at Harry and undid Harry's tie and retied it more tidily.
Much better, she said with a bright smile.
Thanks, Lila, Harry said. You're a lifesaver in more ways than one.
He smiled at her gratefully. You're a terrific first real friend.
Lila beamed at Harry. You're a terrific friend yourself. And I promise, I'll only be the first of many.
Lila, may I ask you a personal question? Harry asked.
Anything, Harry,
Lila answered sincerely.
You're the child of a social worker. Your mother must be a very kind and patient woman to do that. Do you see anything alarming, personally? I'm just curious.
Lila shook her head.
No, and it's for good reason. The kinds of cases my mum works are often very sensitive in nature, and she's not at liberty to discuss the details, even with her own family. It's a lot like the confidential relationship between a doctor and a patient, very much a need-to-know sort of thing. But if there's one thing I do know, it's that I very much admire my mum for her compassion, and I really do my best to emulate her.
Thank you, Lila, Harry said.
Thank you for being my friend. That means the world to me.
A tear flowed down his cheek as he embraced Lila warmly.
For the full text of this and other stories by the same author, visit the AO3 page of Fezzador. Music is The Industrious Ferret by Kevin MacLeod. Special thanks to Sakiko. If you would like me to record a story, voiceover, or character, please get in touch with me using the contact information on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server and other ways to support what I do. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.